The festival began life as a somewhat modest affair 5 years ago. Catrice Howell is president of the Cultural Arts Alliance of Walton County, which both hosts and benefits from the happening. She says this year's festival will be the biggest yet.
We have this year 157 artists who are coming. Annie DeFranco, Christian Bush, Richard Thompson, Sean Mullins, Jeffrey Steele, John Oates. Those are some of our headliners, if you want to call them that. But everyone is spectacular in their own genre.
Besides the big-name headliners, local writers are sometimes on the guest list. This year, the only local is Tallahassee's Drew Tillman, who's been a festival performer since the beginning. He'll actually be part of a duo this go-around.
I'm being paired with Pierce Pettis, and we kind of grew up together as songwriters and writing, and so just to know him, I've played at the Bluebird Cafe, I've played here in town, numerous places that I've played with him, and he's just a great old friend and a great artist.
Tillman says the writers and performers enjoy the event just as much, if not more so, than the paying festival goers.
I'm looking forward to seeing Sean Mullins and Richard Thompson. He's an idol. I mean, he's somebody that I look up to as a songwriter. And you get to, you know, for an artist who's up and coming, you get to rub elbows with the greatest artist in the country.
How has the 30A Songwriters Festival managed to attract some of the biggest names in the biz? Catrice Howell says a prime driver is, just like the real estate business, location, location, and location.
If you think about where we're having it, you know, the beautiful beaches of 30A, can't get any better than that. The great food, the great housing, the great music. I mean, who doesn't want to go there? There's nothing else going on in the middle of January. It's just a perfect retreat for the songwriters as well as for the people who come to listen to them.
The festival kicks off at 4 o'clock this coming Friday afternoon and continues pretty much nonstop until just before midnight on Sunday. Instead of one big stage, there are scores of venues, ranging from a 75-seat coffee house to a 3,000-seat amphitheater. But regardless of the performance space, Tillman says there's one constant that greatly affects the quality of the music, both for the performers and the audience.
The sound, they spare no expense for the sound. They're in every venue. The sound crews are, and I'm an audio guy, so are really good. You just don't have to worry about it. You sound good to yourself and the audience.
This year, the 30A Songwriters Festival has an app that'll make it easier for folks to decide who to see and when. There are also special lodging packages and discounts, certainly plenty of dining options, and perhaps one of the best ticket bargains in the country, as a single admission price gives the holder access to more than 150 different performers. To find out more about this weekend's 30A Songwriters Festival along the beautiful coast of South Walton County, check out 30asongwritersfestival.com. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.